This is Burr Deming, along with our virtual fictitious assistant.
That would be me.
At fairandunbalanced.com, in association with Mad Mike's America, discussing the question, how has our president been doing? Conservative commentator T. Payne recently responded to a piece I wrote on the apparent level of integrity displayed by Mitt Romney in a recent interview. I have never met T. Payne, but he has become a close friend. Over the internet, he has stood with us, sharing our anxiety as our young Marine was under fire in Afghanistan. In times of family illness, we knew his prayers were with us. So I pretty much have to respond to his recent question.
I'm certainly not going to defend Romney, and dearly hope he doesn't run again. That said, Mr. Deming, do you find President Obama to be a man of his word who governs with integrity and without misdirection and outright lies? T. Payne, October 8, 2014.
I like to think I have an interest in how the nation gets along. The most obvious measure is the economy. Certainly the very wealthy have been the prime beneficiaries of the new prosperity. A lot of folks I know are still struggling, but things are looking up. Did you ever think we would again see an unemployment rate below 6%? But I suppose I'm most likely to notice what affects my family and friends. President Obama said he would try to make sure insurance companies would keep children on their parents' insurance up to age 26. That helped us until the twins left and went on their own. When we got a refund in the mail from the insurance company, it was because they were required to pay a percentage of premiums on actual care. They had not, so they had to refund part of it. President Obama had said that would be part of Obamacare, and sure enough, we got the check. Not only that, the insurance company had to tell everyone how much they spent on actual medical care. How about that? Of course, that only affected us because I was paying for family coverage. A lot of those refunds went to employers. Our coverage got better because of tax cuts President Obama promised to small businesses to help pay for group coverage. I know a few folks through church who don't have coverage through work. I understand most employers have to provide coverage, but not everyone works full-time, and some full-time folks are self-employed. President Obama promised tax credits for individuals who needed health insurance. He kept that promise, and we have friends who have coverage who didn't before. A lot of people in our church are pretty well-to-do, but not all. President Obama was able to expand Medicaid to cover people under age 65 who are above the poverty level but who still struggle to get by. When the twins were still in college, the government stopped forcing students to go to private middlemen to get government-guaranteed loans. Obama had eliminated the middlemen. That saved everyone except those who had been taking a huge cut for processing paperwork. Our students didn't qualify for expanded Pell Grants, but we have relatives who are able to go to college with that additional help. My loved one is looking at Medicare. She found out that prescription drugs will be about half of what they used to be before Obama kept his promise to reduce costs that used to be predatory. I have to confess we're still in debt, but our credit card companies can no longer just increase our rates anytime they want to. And the new Consumer Financial Protection Bureau means our nephew won't have to become a fine print expert when he gets a loan for a used car. I don't know. Do you want to get into fair pay and non-discrimination for women? It's still a problem, but there are legal protections now. President Obama promised that. President Obama did not say he was against all war, but he did say he was against dumb wars. When George W. Bush was my president, his people got us into the middle of a misplaced war against Iraq when we should have focused on terrorists. That invasion is the proximate cause of the rise of ISIS. Our young Marine is back from Afghanistan, but if he is asked to risk his life again, it won't be because of reckless bluster. We think President Obama is keeping that promise as well. There's a lot more. How am I doing so far? Integrity? I think he's done pretty well in that area, opposed as he is by obstruction for the sake of obstruction. The lies I have read and heard have come from those who question his birth, his ethnicity, his citizenship, his patriotism, and his upbringing. The attacks on his wife and his children have been extraordinary. He has responded with grace, dignity, humor, and forbearance. In all, I think he's been doing quite well. Don't you? This is Burr Deming, along with our virtual fictitious assistant.
That would be me.
At fairandunbalanced.com, in association with Mad Mike's America.